महिलाएं हैं दोनों, एक कमल टोलिया के नाम से जानी जाती हैं, दूसरी मोनिका गोकलदास। और सब रेकी पे बात करेंगे इनके साथ, लेकिन इससे पहले एक जेम रिवायतन। इस वक्त हम आपको एक जेम सुनाते हैं, 11:08 हुए हैं, देखते हैं लता की आवाज में आपको याद है ये गाना। टेलीफोन किया रमेश पटेल, आप कहते हैं आपने कहा आपको याद है, बुलाया किसने था इस अमर गीत को, कौन बुला सकता है, कहते हैं लता की आवाज में फिल्म अमर करते हैं। आज की इंटरव्यू रेकी पर है और दो माहिरीन यहां पर हमारे साथ हैं। कमल टोलिया गुज़िश्ता 10 बरसों से एनर्जी हीलिंग करती आ रही हैं। एनर्जी हीलिंग आपने सुना होगा, रेकी इलाज का हर एक को थोड़ा बहुत है पता, आपको मजीद जानकारी थोड़ी ही देर में मिलेगी। और समय अमेरिका से रेकी की तालीम लेकर कीनिया में कमल टोलिया ने लोटस हीलिंग सेवा ग्रुप शुरू कर दिया, जो हर जुमेरात को थर्सडे के दिन इकट्ठी होते हैं इनके मेंबरान और अस्पतालों तक में जाकर अपनी मखसूस ये एनर्जी मेडिसिन देते हैं जिनको शदीद तकलीफों का सामना हो। अब अगर कोई रेकी सीखना चाहता है तो उनके लिए फ्री रेकी वर्कशॉप भी है, जहां मोनिका गोकलदास रेकी सिखाएंगी और भी टीचर्स होंगे, इसकी भी मजीद तफसीलात। सिर्फ मैं ये कहना चाहूंगी यहां पर सामिन, मोनिका गोकलदास, जब भी मैं आपको वो कहती हूं कोई भी मीना कुमारी पे फिल्माया गया गाना सुनाती हूं और मैं कहती हूं उनकी जो डाई हार्ड फैन है ये वही है मोनिका गोकलदास, आज एयर पे आपके साथ आपके रूबरू होंगी और सामिन आपको बताएंगी कि किस तरह से बीमारी से निजात दिलाने के लिए रेकी का इस्तेमाल किया जाता है। कमल और मोनिका आपका स्वागत है।
थैंक यू, थैंक यू।
अच्छा बताइएगा कि यू नो रेकी इज अ कॉम्प्लीमेंट्री थेरेपी कमल,
यस,
इन विच कंडीशन इज इट मोस्ट बेनिफिशियल, कहां सबसे ज्यादा इसके फवायद नजर आते हैं? ऑफ कोर्स हमें ये तो पता है कि इतनी जल्दी नतीजा नहीं दिखता, बट कहाँ है, कौन से कंडीशंस, कौन सी बीमारियों में इसे मोस्ट फायदा होता है?
परवीन, इज इट ओके इफ आई स्पीक इन इंग्लिश?
ओके,
नाउ रेकी एक्चुअली इज अ होलिस्टिक हीलिंग मेथड, इट वर्क्स नॉट ओनली ऑन योर फिजिकल बॉडी बट ऑल्सो ऑन योर मेंटल, इमोशनल एंड एवरी एस्पेक्ट ऑफ योर लाइफ। सो ऑफकोर्स द रिजल्ट टेक अ वाइल्ड टू शो, बट actually Reiki has had success stories in all areas, whether it is heart attacks, whether it is strokes, whether it's multiple sclerosis, whether it's simple things like sleep disorders or even malaria, flu, simple things also respond to Reiki, skin conditions, anything at all, because everything is an imbalance. When you have a disease or an illness, it is an imbalance, and what Reiki does is rebalances everything. So all your problems go away. Okay? So it has been known to cure and heal lots and lots of diseases for all age groups.
Really? Achha, tell me about this idea of ki. The life energy. That
yes.
is the main, I mean, that is the source of this healing, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
The ki.
Yeah.
But I believe that the idea of this life energy ki has never been proved.
Okay. It has been proved in many ways, but not in the measurable way that people are looking
Science
for.
Would look.
Yes, but the results are there. Ki has always been there. We all have it. Otherwise, we would be dead. Okay? It's always going through us. It's keeping us alive. But it's only our negative thinking patterns which make us ill. And then we need to replenish that ki in our body. Okay? So, ki is there. It's in you. It's in me. It's there. If you don't have that, you're not alive anymore. So there's nothing to prove. The fact that you're alive, you have ki in you.
People may say it is because of atma. Atma zinda hai, ruh zinda hai.
Wo bhi theek hai, zinda kis, how is it alive? Because of the life force, the energy that is there. You know, when a person dies, you know that the life force is gone. It's that life force we're talking about, which actually makes us well. We all have it. Do you know you all have healing powers? Even you have it. Everybody has it. Just try placing your hands the next time you have a toothache or a backache or any kind of ache or pain. Just try putting your hands there and be patient. You'll watch the fun. The pain will go away. So we all have Reiki in us.
For example, my tooth may have gone septic. It's paining.
Yes.
Putting a hand on my cheek might help for a while.
Of course. You have to take you have to take medicines if there is an infection. Nobody is saying it's going to cure you right away for everything. But just try and see the healing power that you have.
All right, fine. Monica Gokuldas, Reiki is energy medicine. How do you, as a practitioner, harness this universal life force for healing? How do you harness it? I believe that everybody has this force around him or her.
Yes, we all have this force around us. The only thing is we don't know how to use it, how to use our power. Agar hum purane waqt ko dekhein, to hum kahenge Guru Nanak bhi iska istemal karte the. Jesus Christ bhi iska istemal karte the.
Achha?
Ji. Hum khud ko unse compare to nahi kar sakte. We are nowhere near them. But har insaan ke paas wo shakti hai. सिर्फ हमें उसकी जानकारी होनी चाहिए और वो जानकारी देने के लिए वी शुड बी ग्रेटफुल दैट कमल तोलिया इज विद अस टुडे.
अच्छा, तो फिर कैसे इकट्ठी कैसे करते हैं वो यूनिवर्सल लाइफ फोर्स? कैसे आपने हानस करनी है? कैसे आपको चलता है, पता चलता है कि ये किसी इंसान में कम है या तवाजन ठीक नहीं है, इट्स नॉट इन बैलेंस? और
यू सी, इफ इज सपोजिंग यू वॉन्ट टू लिसन टू ईस्ट एफ एम and you tune your radio to 100, the frequency of 100, of course you're not going to receive it, are you? But if you want to receive it, then you have to tune your radio to the correct frequency. So in the same way, this life force energy is everywhere, it's keeping us alive. But if we want to tune in to the higher power, whereby we can get the strong energy, that is there, but we can't get it. We are just not, you know, able to do it because we have our energy centers in our body which are not in tune to that frequency. So when we learn Reiki, the master in his meditative powers transfers that ability to receive that Reiki. He tunes your energy centers so that you can receive it. And then you become a channel. You just become a channel, the energy passes through you. You're not using any of your energy. It's just God's energy that passes through you. So you are just blessed with that. And wherever you place your hands, if there is a need, the energy flows. If there is no need, the energy doesn't flow. It's like a water pipe. When you connect from a higher level to a lower level, you connect the pipe, the water will flow. But if you take the pipe to the higher level, the water will not flow up because there is no need to go up.
So there are 12 positions, I believe.
12 positions?
That a practitioner uses to transfer this energy into the recipient's body.
No, you can put your hands anywhere where a person needs healing. We have 7 areas in our body, which we call the chakras, the centers where the energy comes in. And if there are blocks there, by the way, we create the blocks ourselves with our emotions and our negative ideas and things. So when we create those blocks, the energy can't come in. The normal energy can't come in. So if it can't come in, of course, your body gets sick. So we place our hands on those energy places, on those energy centers, to remove the blocks. That's all we do.
Yoga can do that?
Beg your pardon?
Yoga and the right breathing exercises?
Yoga and breathing exercises work on a part of your personality, which is to do with air. And breathing in and getting enough oxygen in your lungs and in the rest of your tissues. So of course all your organs work well. Okay? So even then when you take in air, you're taking in life force and you're healing yourself.
I would like to add here, Reiki also helps us heal our emotions, our mind of state. State of mind.
Yeah. Okay.
It helps in every factor. Not only the physical diseases which Reiki can help.
All right.
It helps our emotional state.
Yeah.
To an
removes
state.
Negative thoughts?
It does.
You see, what happens, the mind and the body are very interrelated. Okay? As we think, so we become. So our mind, with all the thoughts that we have, if we have positive thoughts, positive vibrations fill our body. And we don't get sick. When we have negative thoughts, and we are sad, upset, angry, we hate, and we are thinking of all negative things all the time, then those vibrations fill our body. And we were never meant to be sad. We were meant to be happy people. So what happens, there's an imbalance inside your body. And this is where Reiki comes in. It is unconditional. It doesn't matter who you are. As long as you can receive Reiki, it resets the balance inside. So you're able to think better. You're able to be positive. And when you are thinking positive, everything positive happens to you. Your body responds accordingly.
Accordingly.
Right? You know how it is when somebody's been worried or sad. They fall sick. You know that.
Of course, stress.
You know what happens with grief.
So many.
Whoever is sad, we keep telling them, you know, take it easy. You know, you have to overcome this grief. But if they remain too long in that, they get depressed, they get upset, and it tells on their body. So our mind and body are very intimately connected. And Reiki is wonderful because it's a very gentle energy and it works on your mind level, your emotions, and therefore your body heals.
All right, fine. I'll take a short break and tell the listeners that they can ask you questions. Or Samin, agar aapne Reiki ke bare kuch kehna hai, kuch poochna hai, kabhi aapka tajurba hua hai Reiki ke saath, hame batayega. Hum aapko batate hain ki bazaar mein sabse acha taza tareen aata kaun sa hai.
Butterfly, chakki fresh gehun ka aata, hand chisel.
Aur malumat ikatthe karne ki koshish kar rahe hain. Kamal Tolia hain hamare saath aur Monica Gokaldas. Abhi telephone Thika se aaya tha Kavita Shroff ka.
Haan,
Kamal, she was saying that she holds you in very high regard.
Yeah, thank you.
Achha, Daman Gautman ne telephone kiya hai. Wo kehte hain ki unki bhabhi ko vertigo ki shikayat thi. Aur kaafi reiki unhone koshish ki ki reiki se unko kuch fark pade. Lekin kehte hain ki asar koi nahi hua.
Achha.
To kya, what could have happened?
Okay. Now you see, vertigos, there are of many kinds. Coincidentally, I suffer from vertigo myself, so I can answer it with full faith.
Have you gotten rid of it?
You don't get rid of it, you manage it well with Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You heal yourself so that you don't get those attacks, okay? Mm-hmm. The vertigo attacks which make you dizzy.
Huh.
So it depends now who she got treated by and for how long,
huh,
and whether she got temporary relief or not.
Right.
Maybe if it is a very chronic condition, and especially women during the menopause times, they get it a lot. So I'm not sure what she's gone through, but Reiki, actually, you need to treat yourself according to the severity of the problem. If you have it very often, you have to have Reiki more often.
Huh.
If you have it less often, you need to have it fewer times. So I'm not sure what she had gone through. But it is a thing that settles all your internal environment, and vertigo is sometimes due to fluid retention in your body, and with this Reiki that goes away almost completely.
Achha, to ek aur aaya hai compliment aapke liye, Suresh bhai
ji.
Unhone kaha hai ki itni hum khush hain ki Mrs. Tolia aur Monica Gokaldas aayi hain. They are doing great work.
Okay,
aapke kaam ke bare mein thodi aage chalkar, lekin Suresh bhai ka shukriya ada karte hain. Kamal, is this a Japanese technique?
It's our founder of Reiki was a Japanese man called Usui.
Mm-hmm.
He meditated on a mountain for 21 days, and by the end of those days, he had the power of Reiki in him.
Is this 1922?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But they say that this Reiki actually is thousands of years old.
Of course, knowledge. It is. Yes, it is. It's just whenever you're ready to receive it, you will receive it and you'll call it new, won't you? Because you've got it for the first time. So
where
Reiki,
was it lying all these years before 22?
All our prophets, all our avatars were using it. All our saints were using it. Everywhere, wherever you heard of healing, it was
that
being
was
done
how
by this life force.
It had become
force.
Like the domain of a chosen few people.
Hmm.
But now it's out in the open.
Hmm.
Everybody was using it.
So really, it is used more for stress relaxation, for stress reduction and relaxation than for promoting healing?
No, it's even for healing. There are lots and lots of stories where people have been healed of cancer, of heart attacks, strokes, multiple sclerosis, burns, you name it, and it has helped. In the USA, I'm a member of quite a few international Reiki healing groups.
Right.
And in the USA, there are certain states where nurses are just trained in Reiki.
Yeah.
So that when the operation is in progress, the job of the Reiki trained nurse is nothing but to beam Reiki on the patient. And when the operation is over and when the patient is taken out into the recovery room, they have found out that those patients that were treated with Reiki during the operation, they woke up better, they had less pain, they recovered faster, they needed fewer painkillers, and their recovery was phenomenally fast.
Okay.
So it helps in all areas, not only in stress reduction.
All right. Hello? Hello? There was a call for you. Okay, we'll try again. Oh, so Kamal, is this the ability to use the Reiki taught?
Yes.
Or transferred? I believe
both.
That it is transferred to the student.
Yes.
Rather than taught.
It's both. Hmm. We transfer the ability to use Reiki.
Yeah.
But then we have to teach them how to do it. You can go and somebody just puts his hand on you and say, fine, you've got Reiki, now go and do what you want. Mm. But you don't know what to do with it.
Mm.
So it's both. Both are important. And this is why sometimes, people teach it in a hurry and then people don't know what to do with it. And then people say, oh, but Reiki doesn't work. It's simply because we're not using it correctly.
Okay. What we will do is, Kamal, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Since we said in the beginning that it's really a complementary therapy,
yeah,
it is used with other convenient methods, conventional. But if the energy flow through the practitioner's hands on to the recipient, it enhances and activates the natural healing process,
yeah,
then why is Reiki not used as the therapy? Why is it used as an adjunctive therapy?
Yeah, though there's a lot of politics involved in this, you see. Many of the conventional therapists do not want anything else, whether it's Reiki or it's Ayurveda or it's yoga or even acupuncture. They don't want anything else on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So this question, I'm afraid, I am not able to answer why it should not. It should be the best one because it's non-invasive. It doesn't do any harm. You can never give too much Reiki. There are no side effects. There are side effects. They are all good. Because you may come to be treated for constipation, and then you find that this bump that you had over here is gone.
Okay.
You know, you may come for one treatment, and then something else also disappears. So the side effects are very, very good.
Very good.
And we are just balancing the energy, wherever it needs to be balanced. So if you come for a problem, simple problem, that you have diabetes, and we start healing you on that, something else also may get healed because everything was an imbalance to begin with.
Alright. Let's see. Hello? Ji, kaise? Madad batayega.
Welcome to the ladies for a wonderful program.
Can you hear? He welcomes you to Bemisal.
There's a lot to learn from them, but there's a very quick question I have.
Yes.
I'm very keen on learning these things.
Uh-huh.
Now, I just wanted to know from them, what is the relationship between Reiki, pranic healing, and Sujok?
Okay.
I know they're different complementary treatments. They're not.
But it's so curative. Much common in them.
There's nothing curative, as they said.
Uh-huh.
But I believe what we're talking about here is pranic healing, right?
Basically, no, we are talking about Reiki.
Reiki, but then we are revitalizing the chakras of the body.
That's right.
And
so that's
when you take off the depleted energy or whatever you call it, dirty energy,
yes,
or depleted energy,
yeah,
you get rid of it from the patient into you and then you pass it down into the earth or somewhere. Am I right?
No. We don't do that. I know you're describing pranic healing very well.
Yes.
We are not doing pranic healing.
Okay.
We are not removing the negative energy.
Okay.
What we are putting in is the life force energy, which is positive,
okay,
which goes inside the person's body and neutralizes the negative energy there. We don't remove it,
so
and we
no
don't pass it through
it
us at
this,
all.
There's
okay?
no need to remove it in Reiki.
No, we don't need to remove it in Reiki. Reiki is powerful in itself.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes there. As you know, negative and positive will make zero.
Sure.
So when we put it in, it simply dissipates the energy inside the body.
And you revitalize the depleted.
You're a bit soft. Can you please
Then
speak
you revitalize with positive energy. This is, am I understanding right? You revitalize after negating the negative energy in the patient.
No, we don't remove the negative energy.
No,
we are just passing positive energy.
Yeah.
And when that positive energy reaches wherever there is an imbalance, it resets the balance. That's
okay,
it.
Okay.
So it's got to remove the negativity if it is going
it
to balance.
It does it by itself.
Mm.
We, in pranic healing, they actually take it out.
That's
they
right.
breathe it in. They take it in them. So we don't have that. There is no danger attached to Reiki in any way, because you're not taking any negative energy, and you don't have to use any salt, you don't have to use anything. There's no breath of taking in and giving out. I cannot speak for pranic healing because I haven't done it, but I know that it is quite different from Reiki.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much indeed.
Hello.
Jiji. Good morning.
Morning.
Bhavin ji.
Dr. Rahul Mehta.
Bhavin ji,
welcome.
How are you?
Achha, batayega.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Karen.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Just two observations.
Yeah.
Number one, I know of people who won't shake hands.
Yes.
You know, there are people who just don't want to shake your hand.
There are people who don't want to shake hands.
Okay.
Because they don't want to tell us, but I feel they are afraid of transferring energy or taking your energy.
Are they afraid of transferring energy, the ones who don't want to shake hands?
I have no idea why somebody would not want to shake hands. I think it's a beautiful gesture of welcome and friendship.
They would rather do namaste.
No, I think it must be just a preference they have. Not necessarily because they don't want to transfer energy.
Okay.
For heaven's sake, energy is for transferring. If you're not feeling well, and I meet you, I would love to transfer some energy onto you.
That's right.
I'd much rather keep it to myself.
I was coming to that. Then I also read somewhere, that I've heard and also seen, that people in the olden days, there are some Mahatmas, you know, the enlightened
souls. Sorry, I can't hear you.
In the olden days, people like Mahatmas and saints
used to lay hands.
Yeah.
They used to lay hands on the people and they used to get healed.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they used to get cured instantly.
Okay.
Now, I've read several accounts of several other people. I don't want to mention names of those Mahatmas.
I'm sorry, I'll have to... Just give me a minute, please. This is not working.
So he says that he wouldn't like to mention the names of those people. Yes, Doc?
But those people who have been laying hands, some of them have been cured and some of them have improved a lot.
Have been fooled a lot.
Improved.
They've improved.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I don't think the idea is of fooling the people around.
The idea is to
help people around. And the laying of hands is a very old Indian practice.
Absolutely.
There has to be some connection with Reiki there.
Yes. Any therapy which involves laying of hands and passing energy through, it does involve passing the life force. Now, whether you call it Reiki, you call it Prana, or you call it Ki, anything, but it is the same life force. There's only one life force in the world, just like there's one God in the world, okay? So whenever you put your hands on anybody, you're healing them with the same life force, with the same connection with God that you have, okay?
All right, that was Dr. Rahul Mehta. And let's see if we can get hold of this listener. Hello?
Praveen, it's Mother again.
Jiji,
bataiye. I just heard this gentleman saying people are scared and shy of shaking hands.
Uh-huh.
This is related to pranic healing because I was doing a course in pranic healing some time back.
Uh-huh.
And we were told when you shake hands with negative-minded people, they transfer negative energy onto you, and a lot of people shy away from this thing.
Uh-huh.
This is what we were told by a Bhagat who came from India, who teaches pranic healing Nairobi.
Uh-huh.
I did a course a year and a half ago.
So, Madhat Varji, how do you know that this person is negative or positive?
A lot of people, like you say, alright, you know, you can sense, these are your senses, the five senses.
Uh-huh.
You say, alright, my God, you know, this person is very positive, active, etc., etc. And you say, no, he's worth knowing. Like, how do you know you are worth knowing or I'm not worth knowing?
Uh-huh.
Same sort of thing. You say, alright, this person is worth knowing, this person is not worth shaking hands with because he's a very negative-minded individual, etc., etc.
Uh-huh.
And you try and keep away. And most people, like the gentleman said, they'd rather do namaste or salam alaikum from a distance rather than shake hands with these individuals because they're scared or shy of having the negative forces or the negative energy transferred onto them.
Okay.
Because they are very positive minded people and they can sense these things, and you'll be surprised. They always say, it is my sixth sense. It's nothing to do with the sixth sense.
It's the Reiki sense.
It is your Reiki sense or your pranic sense that tells you keep off particular gentleman or the lady, because they are very minus minded, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Very simple.
This is what
we were taught.
If I may interrupt a little bit, Reiki, we have no worry about that.
Yeah.
Although we feel we have got more energy than the other person opposite, it doesn't bother us in any way if we shake hands.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a beautiful flow through us to the other party, and they benefit. And we don't pick up the negative energy if you don't want to.
Yeah, you
make up your mind.
Them. On the other hand, you can convert them. This is possible also.
Yeah.
This is what my argument was with the Bhagat when he was teaching us.
Yeah.
And I said, if I'm positive, I'm 105%. Why can't I give my 5% to somebody else?
Yeah.
And keep the 100. You know, this is a possibility. And he just argued with me to no end. He says, no. In panic, you just don't shake hands, full stop,
Well, we don't have any negative, instructions. I call that negative instructions, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
because I'm speaking for Reiki.
No, that's why I was arguing with him also.
Yeah, we don't have that, and everybody is welcome. Even we do sense people's negativity, but for heaven's sake, sometimes they are just depressed, they're sad, they're hurt, and they need your love, and they need your attention, they need your Reiki more than anything else.
Your positivism is simple.
Exactly, so we don't entertain any of this, and I think Reiki is quite different from pranic healing.
I would love to attend your courses or whatever you're doing.
Yes. Well, we are doing it on the 6th of October at the SST Mandir Hall.
Okay.
And we would need your name for the registration.
Sure.
I don't know, what do we know in numbers?
Yes,
we
can.
Do it through Parveen.
I will write down the numbers, give you the contact.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello. और कमल तोले इधर एक छोटी सी ब्रेक लेते हैं ऑल्दो आई वाज वंडरिंग वो कहने लगे कि वी शुडंट शेक हैंड सो दैट दे डोंट अब्सॉर्ब द नेगेटिव एनर्जी इस्लाम में औरत मर्द के साथ हाथ नहीं मिला सकती मे बी दैट इज वन ओके देयर इज अनदर क्वेश्चन वेलकम गुड टॉपिक रेकी आई ऑलवेज वांटेड टू नो अबाउट रेकी
थैंक यू
प्लीज लेट अस नो इफ देयर इज वेट लॉस इज पॉसिबल थ्रू रेकी
यस इट इज बट यू हैव टू बी पेशेंट एंड यू हैव टू आल्सो not eat so much. Okay,
so you will still be touching them wherever they feel there is excess weight. You'll touch them. Okay, ek chhoti si break. Aur samay agar koi sawal puchna zarur.
Bazaar mein bahut types ke aate hain.
All the energy in any way, it's not our energy. It only goes if it's required. It doesn't go if it's not required. So we don't need to replenish anything because nothing is used of ours. In fact, we get charged because it's going through us as well. So it's clearing our problems, it's clearing our internal environment, and so we benefit from it.
Kamal, tell me in these last 10 years that you've been doing Reiki, you're learning whatever, what have you done with it for yourself? What changes have you seen
in myself? Okay, I haven't lost weight, if that's what you're looking at me.
Yes, but you look so fit in your face.
Yeah.
I can see
the radiance.
The radiance, and
that's
also there's absolutely no sagging of the skin.
No, there isn't any, because as I told you, if your internal environment is balanced, everything else is balanced. I have cured myself of a lot of my asthma, which used to trouble me a lot. I don't have it anymore. In fact, it was an asthma which they arrived at because they said we can't find anything wrong, but you're still, panting for breath. So we class it as asthma. It was something that they couldn't even find out what it was. And I cured myself of that. Okay, I don't have that anymore. I have even got rid of my vertigo as I told you before.
Said, yeah.
Yes, when I do feel it's coming on, I give myself Reiki and it's gone. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have had sinus headaches and things. They don't trouble me anymore. So basically, even my acidity, I don't have a problem with it. Of course, if I go and eat too many chilies and I go and eat, then I'm asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's all under control with Reiki. Before, I would be taking tablets and this, and nothing ever got changed.
Of course.
Yeah.
Monica Gokuldas, there's a question from Chindi. She asks, is there a way mental illness can be treated long term? Monica?
Yeah, it can be. So it will take some time.
Uh-huh.
Because mental cases, we have put up blocks around us.
Mm-hmm.
कि हाँ ये बात गलत ही है.
Uh-huh.
ये लोग सही नहीं हैं. वो हमने अपने लिए mental blocks बना रखे हैं.
Uh-huh.
So it will be a gradual process, but it does help.
It does.
Yes.
What kind of Monica? What kind of people have you treated? What kind of people have you treated, and conditions you've treated? What kind of things have you noticed change immediately with this?
Well, immediately aches and pains.
Well, aches and pain.
Hmm.
Uh
huh. Yeah. And the best success rate I've had, I've been able to sail a failing marriage.
Okay.
Yeah. My name is Lalji.
Ji, Lalji, bataiye.
मेरे को पूछना था वो कि मेरे को माइनर स्ट्रोक आ गया था.
स्ट्रोक
स्ट्रोक
जी हाँ
स्ट्रोक माइनर स्ट्रोक उसके बाद मेमोरी लॉस हो जाता है पता है ना
ऑफ कोर्स मेमोरी लॉस हो जा रहा है ओके
तो उसके लिए इज देयर एनी पॉसिबिलिटी टू
यस
ऑन दिस रेकी
यस रेकी ऑफ कोर्स मेमोरी लॉस एंड बिकॉज ऑफ द रिजल्ट ऑफ अ स्ट्रोक yes, Reiki, and I will repeat again, it will rebalance all the imbalance in your brain or wherever you had the stroke, and whatever muscles have been affected, they will all respond positively to Reiki. Now, I have to stress here that people think Reiki is a miracle cure, and in many cases, it's a miracle cure. Your people's cancers and tumors have gone completely, but if it is a case where it won't go completely, it will arrest the disease and so that it doesn't become worse. And moreover, it will make you more comfortable. So if you do have paralysis in a certain limb or in an arm or something, then it reduces that paralysis to such an extent that your life is not affected. Okay? And if you have also this memory loss, again, it is definitely an imbalance in your mental body, in your emotional body, which needs to be readdressed. And Reiki is very good at that. Okay?
Achha, Lalji.
Thanks.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Ji, baat karein.
Yeah, my name is Siti Samaya.
Ji, Samaya.
I just wanted to add one point on this Reiki.
Please.
Mm-hmm. When you go on a safari.
Yes.
I've tried this Reiki on, when you know, especially on the baggages.
Yes.
To put Reiki signs on them.
Yes.
It really works on them.
Yes, it does work.
Yes.
Yeah. But if I may just tell you something which you may not expect. When you use Reiki for material things like this, that your baggages should be safe and that you shouldn't be bothered with the customs and everything, please remember to give something to charity, because it is you're using Reiki for yourself, for your gain, and it's not for your health. And so it's always good to give thanks for that. Okay? And you give thanks by giving to charity. Okay?
Okay, thank you. There was something different. You know, I also read that pets, animals can also benefit from Reiki.
Absolutely. They are living things, isn't it? They have the same life force as you and me.
But who knows why they need it? Who is to decide that they need it?
Well, every living thing in this day and age needs it, okay? Because there is an impact everywhere.
Stressful world.
Yes, okay. Stressful world everywhere. Do you know even poor dogs are dying of diabetes and cancer and things just like human beings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you should be closely, Monica?
If you are a Reiki practitioner, you come to know the animals demand Reiki from you.
Really?
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
Their feelings and the way they look at you.
Pick up their messages from them.
And you know, when it comes to giving this negative energy and all that, we don't believe in it at all. Taking up negative energy, we don't believe in it. This Seva group goes to the hospitals to heal the patients. And most of them do have negative energy because they're sick. They're simply sick.
But you know, Kamal, I read about some skeptics saying that the practice of Reiki is playing on the desperation of seriously ill people.
And doing what? Are they being healed or not?
Well, it doesn't say that. They say that, you see, people would opt for it because they are desperate.
Well, that is their loss then, I would say, if they're just opting for it because they're desperate. The main thing, Parveen, here is, are they being healed? If you were sick and you were dying and somebody told you, here, somebody can put your hand on you, do you want it or not? You'll say, of course, yes, because I want to get better. And you get better and that's fine. So we are not encroaching on the medical world. We are not doing anything that is wrong, okay? So when people say they are taking advantage, we're not taking advantage of anything. We are just helping people heal. That's all.
So can it be compared to faith healing?
No. Faith healing, you need total faith in it. Okay?
Yes, but I hear that even if you don't believe in Reiki, you can still...
A newborn baby who doesn't know anything, okay, doesn't know who you are, and if it has a problem and you lay your hands on it, gets well. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The baby doesn't have any faith. It doesn't know anything.
Alright, so, another question that I'd like to ask is about its relation to another science. But let's see if we can get hold of this line. Hello? Hello? It's got cut. All right. Kamal, is it related to Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine? Any relation at all?
The relation it shares with them is that we are healing the body and the mind.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
All of these energies, all these alternative therapies are actually addressing not just the physical body, which is done by conventional medicine, but these alternative therapies, all of them have this in common, that we take the mind as a, the body and mind as one unit.
Right.
And we are healing both.
Both.
Okay?
Okay, I just want to let the listeners know that from London we've received a really beautiful message of Juma Mubarak, Ramzan Mubarak from Bharat Gangaram, was our regular listener when he was here.
Right.
Aur sahab aapko London se inki shubhkamnaye. Alright, before we go on, Kamal, we go to a break. It says it's a miracle cure. It should be applied to children to have positive thoughts and have a healthy young world. Iska jawab thodi der mein dete hain, pehle ek chota sa waqt. Hello, East 106.
Hello.
जी बात करें.
Okay, I wanted to ask you a question off the air.
Off air?
Yes, please.
Okay, फिर थोड़ी देर के बाद रिंग करते हैं, मैं आपको इनका नंबर दूंगी.
Okay, hi.
ठीक है? और Kamal, there were so many questions, but I just can't write them all down and give them to you. There was one question on bowel movement. The child is not able to pass motion comfortably. There was a question on what is Reiki?
Okay.
So we've already said that. And another listener, J.S. Heer, rang and he said, T.S., he said, you know, from Ramdev to all the proponents of pranic healing, yoga and breathing exercises, they're all, have they got a claim on miracles or what? Are these all people trying to claim that they can heal, they can cure?
You know,
is it a camp, he says.
I don't know about the other people because I've only come to talk about Reiki, which I know about. We don't claim any miracles. As I said, only God performs miracles. But if he performs through Reiki, then so it happens. If it performs through yoga, then it happens.
Right.
That's all we can say.
Deepa Singh also rang and she said, I welcome Kamal, Tolia and Monica.
Thank you.
Acha, this is, you know, it stimulates natural healing processes. There are no instantaneous cures at all. Do you see the cure developing? Do you see the stages?
Yes.
The various stages? Because
yes.
I believe there's no diagnosis.
No.
When you see a person who needs it, you don't diagnose.
Well, we don't diagnose, but sometimes when you have been practicing Reiki for a long time, then you do pick up energy and you know what's wrong with the person. When you lay your hands, you come to know what's wrong with the person. So it's like a diagnosis.
Mm.
And yes, there are instantaneous cures, Parveen.
Mm.
You know, you have eye infections and you put your hands there and then 2 hours later it's gone.
Mm.
You have an allergy here or you have some, you know, pain here and it's instant cure. If you want to look at cure, that's how you would cure it.
Mm.
But if you're looking for an old chronic problem which needs more attention, then you have to have Reiki, you know, sessions. You can't just have it in one. Even a doctor will tell you, I'm giving you medicine for 4 days, come back and tell me how you feel.
Mm.
So we need to have feedback and we need to chase it and we need to do it. And we do come to know if you couldn't sleep 5 nights in a row, and then after the first two, three Reiki sessions, you're beginning to sleep, but not the whole night. So then you see the progress in that way.
Alright, now in 1 minute you have to tell me about the camp, Monica Gokal Das.
Okay.
I would prefer Kamal talks about it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is that okay? Alright. Okay, we are having this Seva camp, which is totally free for men, women and children over 12 years of age. And even if you're an invalid, even if you're in a wheelchair, you are welcome there. We are going to attune you to Reiki, the first level of Reiki. There are 3 levels, but we are going to attune you to the first level. And after that, you will be able to lay your hands on yourself and others and heal them of their problems. Okay, this is a totally free Seva event. We have one every year to honor the birthday of our founder member, Dr. Usui, for Reiki. So this is what we are having this year. It is totally free. I keep saying that. Please don't bring any money. We don't want it. But we are taking any food that you might bring in terms of Jogo maize meal, 2 kilogram packets, which we are going to donate to the poor. Okay, it's going to be given there and that will be your exchange for whatever we are giving you on that day. Okay,
right.
And we do this Seva group. We meet every Thursday, this Lotus Seva group, and we heal patients in the Aga Khan Hospital, in the MP Shah Hospitals. We heal the inmates of the ashram on Mutiti Road and so on. So you are very welcome. Please just give us a call.
Thank you so much, Kamal and Monica Gokulnath.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
The East FM Local Roundup with Safari Car.
Today's तो books की दुकान है, किताबों की दुकान है और दूसरे क्या है? एक बेकरी भी है बुक्स फर्स्ट की बेकरी. आप सबने जिन्होंने कहा व्हाट अ ब्यूटीफुल वॉइस, यास्मीन दीदार अली, कृष्ण सरोए, दमन गौतम साहब, बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया आपका. और आपको पसंद आई परवीन सुल्ताना की आवाज, किसी दिन आपको इन्हीं की आवाज में एक राग सुनाएंगे. लेकिन इससे पहले बता दें हमारे आज के सवाल में, जिसमें एक किलोग्राम का ताजा तरीन बुक्स फर्स्ट बेकरी का केक है.